This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Good evening. I have one question. Before that, my name is Mr. M. Ramesh Kumar. I am from Mayapur. My profession is pastor. So, brother, in this occasion, you are told the final is Quran. Okay, but I have one question. In a bottle of Yamama, may people died. These who by-hearted the Quran, there was a few that Quran can be lost during the Abu Bakr time. And second, Sahih al-Bukhari volume 6, hadith number 510 says, but when third Khalifa came, he was fighting with Harimiya people, and that time this found all the way reading a different Qurans. So Usman retained. And another thing is, Allah says in Quran 15:9, says we have released and we got it. But here the Quran was born, and at the time, what was the corrupted? Why it was the corrupted? Where it was the corrupted? Who is what the corrupted? When it was the corrupted? Please answer me.
Those are the question. He says, when the Quran says in Surah Hijr, chapter 15, verse number 9, which I quoted in my talk, that we have revealed the Quran and we shall guard from corruption. So when the Quran says the Quran is uncorrupted, Allah says it's unadulterated, how come Sahih Bukhari says that the Quran was lost at Hazrat Abu Bakr's time, then third Khalifa Hazrat Usman came and he found different readings, and then how is it possible? Brother, what you said of Sahih Bukhari is correct. What Hazrat Usman, may Allah be pleased with him, found is variant reading. For example, in English language, there are different dialects. Same English language, a South Indian speaks different. What is your name? An Englishman, what is your name? So Hyderabadi has different accent. I can't imitate it. Hindi style is different. My wife was telling me, why don't you speak Hyderabadi style Urdu yesterday? Nakko. In Bombay, we don't say nako. In Bombay, we say ayenga, jayenga, khayenga, piyenga. So one of my Bombay brothers said, ayenga, gayenga was less yesterday. So here you realize that every area has a different dialect. So same way at the time of Hazrat Usman, in Arabic, may Allah be pleased with him, there were different dialects. What the Prophet gave permission was seven dialects. So in pronunciation, they made mistakes. So when they made mistakes, he said, okay, let's finalize it. And we have to follow the correct pronunciation. So one of the reasons he did was he corrected the dialect. If someone says, what is your name? An Englishman will say, what type of English is this? What is your name? What's your name? American accent is different. British accent is different. Neutral accent is different. Some are accepted, some are not. This was one of the reasons. He corrected the dialect. Number two, when Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when the Quran was revealed, he had special scribes, and he told the special sahabas, whatever was revealed to him, he repeated it, and the sahabas wrote down, he rechecked it. In that, Zayd bin Thabit, may Allah be pleased with him, he was the main person, and other scribes. Now, many of the sahabas, when Prophet Muhammad said the Quran, they went home and wrote it through memory. So now someone hears my speech and goes home and makes points. It may be right, may be wrong. It will not be verbatim. But if I tell someone and check up, okay, I'm giving notes, write this, read it again, it's a mistake, correct it. So the copy that was kept with Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was verified by him when he was alive. It was given to his wife, Hazrat Hafsa, may Allah be pleased with her, who was the daughter of Hazrat Umar, may Allah be pleased with him. So it was kept in that custody. Now when people wrote on their own, from their memory, there are bound to be mistakes. So the Quran is not wrong. Even though there were notes of some people, Hazrat Usman said, now people should not get misled that that is the real Quran. So he said, okay, now I'll make copies of this and spread it throughout different parts of the world so that they will know this is the authentic. The Quran wasn't changed. People, when they had their own notes written down, people did not know whether that was 100% verbatim correct or not. So Hazrat Usman, the third Khalifa, may Allah be pleased with him, he saw to it that he made a committee of the sahabas and copied it from the original copy and spread it in different parts of the world. And one of them is even present in Tashkent, in Koptaki Museum today. And if you analyze it, it is verbatim same. And today the huffaz, even if you burn all the copies, today there are millions of huffaz who know the Quran by heart. Even if you burn all the copies, hypothetically, yet if these people get together, they can again make the true verbatim Quran. Hope that answers the question.